A trial date is now set for late summer in the October 2023 killing of a Smith Township woman, while a competency review for the suspect is still underway. August 17th is the scheduled start date for 34-year-old Nicholas Cunningham of Alliance, who is charged in the death of 44-year-old Gina Wade. A psychiatric evaluation is due June 1st, with a hearing set for June 4th to review the results. A delayed competency report prompted the rescheduling of the trial, which had been slated to begin last week. Cunningham is charged with aggravated murder and other counts. The ongoing tax dispute over the Rover pipeline is leaving Ohio communities short on cash. Energy Transfer is paying taxes based on lower appealed values, cutting into local revenue. According to the repository, Stark County officials say they're missing nearly $42 million. Stark Parks alone is out more than $640,000, forcing delays in trail and bridge projects. Dozens of school districts are impacted, including Fairless Local. They received about $1.3 million annually, but would get nearly $3 million if the full valuation were paid. The Ohio Supreme Court upheld a higher pipeline value last year, but a new lawsuit in Franklin County challenging the tax system is still pending. Five people were injured, including four who were ejected from a vehicle in a serious crash on Route 30 in Canton. Police say it happened just before 4 p.m. Sunday when a driver failed to control their vehicle and rear-ended another car in the eastbound lanes near Raff Road. The wreck forced one vehicle off the road while the other struck a sign, overturned multiple times, and came to rest on its side. The victims were taken to area hospitals with non-life-threatening injuries. The driver at fault was cited for failure to maintain reasonable control. The crash is under investigation. Canton police are investigating after gunfire struck a home Saturday night. Around 11:45, officers were called to a house in the 1200 block of Shorb Avenue Northwest. A woman told police unknown suspects fired into the residence, causing damage to a wall and mirror. No injuries were reported, and no suspects have been identified. A Minerva man has been sentenced after pleading no contest to multiple charges in Alliance Municipal Court. 33-year-old Dustin Miner was found guilty Monday of three counts of endangering children and one count of criminal damaging, with domestic violence counts dismissed. Miner received multiple 90-day jail terms, with all but one day suspended, along with fines, counseling, and conditions of good behavior. The January 3rd incident involved Miner, while intoxicated, fighting with and threatening to kill his three young daughters at his Don Street home. He shoved one of them into a bed frame, causing injury. Nearly $850,000 in state funding is headed to local projects to boost business and infrastructure. The Ohio Department of Development says more than $562,000 will support MOR built in Jackson Township for new machining equipment, creating seven jobs and retaining 50. Officials say the investments will help drive economic growth and job creation. A man linked to an East Liverpool murder has pleaded guilty to reduced charges. 26-year-old Travis Kidder of East Liverpool admitted Monday to involuntary manslaughter, tampering with evidence, and obstructing justice in the July 2021 shooting death of 20-year-old Bryson Douglas. Prosecutors say he was the driver and has agreed to testify against 30-year-old Curtis Holland of East Liverpool, who was one of two gunmen. More serious charges against Kidder, including aggravated murder, will be dismissed. Sentencing is scheduled for October 19th. An incident at an energy site in Columbiana County is under investigation after damage to two storage tanks Monday morning. Officials say crews were called just after 11 to the Hillcore pad on Fairfield School Road in Fairfield Township, where one tank lost its top and another was damaged. Witnesses reported hearing what sounded like an explosion. No injuries were reported. A fiery crash shut down part of a Lisbon intersection Monday afternoon after two vehicles collided just before 5. Police say an SUV and a box truck crashed at West Lincoln Way and South Lincoln Avenue, with the SUV bursting into flames. A passerby helped pull the driver from the burning vehicle. Both drivers reportedly escaped injury. Police say the cause of the crash and fire remains under investigation. A man accused in a deadly shooting outside a Youngstown bar has pleaded guilty to multiple charges. 21-year-old Jonathan Altreach of Youngstown entered pleas Monday in Mahoning County Common Police Court to involuntary manslaughter, firearm and drug offenses, and failure to comply with police. Prosecutors say he was accused of killing 26-year-old Tyrese Logan outside a South Avenue bar in December 2023. Sentencing will be held at a later date. A Youngstown man wanted on multiple felony charges is now in custody after an arrest by U.S. Marshals. 37-year-old Randy Reese was taken into custody Monday at a home on Southern Boulevard. He is charged with trafficking in persons, rape, corrupting another with drugs, and felonious assault following a secret grand jury indictment last week. Officials say Reese was already free on bond in a separate case. He is scheduled for arraignment next week in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court. A federal judge is keeping a Warren murder case on track after a defendant said he wants to stick with his current attorney despite recent court sanctions. 25-year-old Caprice Sledge and a co-defendant are accused in the March 2024 shooting death of mail carrier Jonte Davis. He told the judge he wants his lawyer to remain on the case. That comes after a state appeals court found the attorney submitted a filing with fabricated AI-generated quotes. Sledge is in custody awaiting trial later this year. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.